With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The Supreme Court recently considered the reach of the Clean Water Act, debating how it applies to pollutants that reach the sea and other protected waters indirectly through groundwater. The NCBA Scott Yeager explains it's a case all cattle producers really need to keep an eye on, as it will most certainly be affecting them.
And it's a big question, and that question is, does groundwater constitute something that the government can regulate under the Federal Clean Water Act? Now, historically, that's never been the case. So for us, that's really concerning because we represent cattle producers that use the land. And if you're land applying manure, if you have cattle that are defecating on land and that those nutrients go through the root zone of your land and go into groundwater, which it's all going to get there eventually, even if you're exactly applying that manure to the grasses and growing it as best you can, you're going to have manure that gets through, eventually goes into something below the ground, which could be groundwater. And if that gets to a federal water, now you're liable for federal Clean Water Act liability, right? We don't want that to happen. So we filed an amicus brief in the Supreme Court case advocating for cattle producers across the country to ensure that whatever decision the Supreme Court comes to in this case, it understands the implications for agriculture and producers out there.
A decision has not yet been made, so there's definitely more to come on this issue. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. Get more information at aginfo.net. I'm Rick Worthington.